In this lesson, we are talking about networking in the community without compromising your Christian witness. Networking can sound like a business word. Some Christian leaders feel uncomfortable with it because they do not want ministry to become self-promotion. That concern is understandable. A wedding officiant practice should not become shallow, pushy, or commercialized. Christian marriage ministry is not about building a personal brand for ego. It is about serving the bride and groom, honoring God's design for marriage, and becoming a faithful local witness. But healthy networking is not the same as self-promotion. Healthy networking means building honest relationships in your community so people know how your ministry can serve. A wedding officiant may need relationships with pastors, church leaders, venue coordinators, photographers, premarital mentors, counselors, marriage ministries, soul center leaders, and other community contacts. These relationships help the officiant serve wisely and refer appropriately. The key is posture. Are you trying to use people, or are you trying to serve people? Are you trying to get attention? Or are you trying to become understandable and trustworthy? Christian networking should be relational, humble, and clear. For example, when meeting a venue coordinator, you do not need to hide your Christian identity. You also do not need to pressure the venue. You might say, "I serve as a Christian wedding officiant. I work with brides and grooms who want a ceremony shaped by biblical marriage, prayer, and thoughtful preparation. I also try to work respectfully with venues so the wedding day is peaceful and well organized." That statement is clear without being aggressive. When speaking with a pastor, you might say, "I am developing a wedding officiant practice under Christian Leaders Alliance ordination. I want to serve with accountability and biblical clarity. I would value your wisdom about marriage ministry needs in this community." That invites relationship instead of demanding endorsement. When speaking with a counselor or mentor couple, you might say, "Sometimes couples need support beyond my role as an officiant. I am building a referral list so I can serve responsibly. Would it be appropriate to learn more about your work?" That shows humility. A faithful officiant never compromises biblical convictions to gain referrals. If a couple wants a ceremony that directly conflicts with your Christian understanding of marriage, you must respond with grace and clarity. Visibility is not worth disobedience. At the same time, do not confuse conviction with harshness. Speak the truth with gentleness. Be clear about the ceremonies you can officiate with integrity. Decline when needed without mocking, shaming, or becoming combative. Community networking also includes follow-up. After serving a wedding, thank the venue coordinator, thank the church staff, thank the couple. If someone helped make the ceremony peaceful, acknowledge it. Small acts of gratitude build long-term trust. Networking should also support multiplication. Ask, "Who are the 10 people I could encourage toward future ministry?" Perhaps a young leader, a marriage mentor, a retired couple, a church volunteer, or a soul center participant could explore CLI training or CLA ordination. Do this invitationally, not pressurefully. The goal is not to recruit for status. The goal is to multiply faithful Christian leaders. A wedding officiant practice becomes visible in the community when it is clear, humble, relational, and faithful. Network with warmth, serve with conviction, build trust patiently, and never trade Christian witness for opportunity.